The Little Demons Inside, Eudaimonia, written by Micah Thomas, narrated by Lainey Hobbs. A mother tongue is not a foreign ling. Lane, lang, languish, languish, anguish, a foreign anguish. M. Nerube Se Philip. Forgive me. Symbolic thought is not my mother tongue. No matter how much exposure to your language I've gathered, its nuances escape me. Your collective images, stories, idioms, and poetry are a slightly better fit. The pratfall, the spit take, the meet cute, the Wilhelm scream, the laugh track. These make sense to me. We are like these things. A concept without thinking words. Motion, change. Stasis, duty, failure, mother, father. The latter, not in a biological sense, but the postures mean something familiar to me. I want you to understand me, but the language is missing to describe what I am. The language lacks the proper analogies. I want you to understand what was at risk, what you had to lose, and why we wanted it so badly. First, I suppose, you should know that we even exist, and to the extent I can even explain the stuff of which we are made. We are not the architects of humanity, but I see now that we are within certain archetypes, although independently evolved from very different origins. We are unchanging, unyielding. Ourselves, without confusion, sprung forth from some ancient mind, we are aware to different degrees of our own eternal and pointless existence. We inhabit a place different from your physical world. No real analogs exist. A different dimension? Perhaps, but not an easy comparison to the dimensions of your five senses. Our home is near and far. Our lands are not lands at all. Our orbits, some other configuration, distinct from your knowable universe. Even ourselves are not directly perceivable as objects without someone else providing a frame of reference. Yet, we exist. I know that because here I am. How can I explain that? I cannot. But you harbingers of change, with imaginations wild and unhinged from all limitations, are real too. Physical sensations, highs and lows, brief lives of agonies and ecstasies, and above all, a newness untutored, born naked and unknowing. What price would we pay for that virginity? You are an opportunity to us, a lemon to squeeze and drain. We would devour you, indulging in your fantasies, making the absurd a reality, and ultimately locking you, every man, woman, and child, into our own doomed exhaustion. I'm not entirely unsympathetic to that hungry, carnivorous approach to you. Why should we be given lust and no sensory organs to experience it? Why notionally embody the death drive when we can't partake or even properly witness it? Music is built into our very being, yet we have no ears to hear it. Even in the beginning, we were never young, a pantheon of disordered energy, cycling through endless arrangements, finding no satisfaction, locked in our world set apart from any other. The thoughtless elementals, themselves constrained minor concepts, a force of burning, excited leaps of energetic transition, another the very tendency towards entropic stasis, driven to pause the motions, binder elemental seeking coherence through alignment, and those who only know chaotic disentanglement. Higher up the proverbial food chain, we competed mastery against fluid movement, English gardens versus tangled jungles, fear and pain against compulsion of desire without satisfaction. Our menagerie is vast and includes even more conceptual aliens not suitable for polite discussion.